Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Remember that YouTube trend where people would go to like 1-star versus 5-star places?
Yes. Like going to the worst reviewed,
worst rated nail salon versus 5-star rated nail salon or restaurant or
I
hotel.
I saw one that fucked me up. And it was a guy who went to like one of the worst. It was a pizza place, but they also had like a lobster tail on the,
oh my God, I'm gonna throw
the
up.
Restaurant. And he...
Ew.
Got the lobster tail.
It was a 1-star?
It was a 1-star. And people were like, do not get the lobster tail. Do not get the lobster tail. And he bought the lobster tail.
Did he get sick?
Disgusting. He didn't get sick, but I do think he like ate like a bite out of it.
But that's so disgusting.
Some restaurants, if you are like rated as the worst restaurant in your town, how do you stay in business?
It's kind of camp. I'd make commercials be like, come to the worst rated restaurant.
Some people just don't look at that stuff.
Yeah.
Like if that's just your local place where you go, you've been going there for 10 years, you might not know what the rating is.
True.
Like there's a bunch of 1-star ratings about you on this podcast.
So many. But I'm not a food establishment.
Yeah, but you are a person. So, like, what do you do?
It's like the Black Mirror where you rate people.
I'm kidding, Matt. There's no 1-star.
I think I'd be 4-star. The only one I did look at our 1-stars because, like, oh, maybe there'll be like a really funny
one.
Do
we have a Yelp page? What are you talking about?
Like our podcast. Because you can rate podcasts on
like
Apple.
Apple Podcasts.
Oh, you can go to the 1-stars. I never thought about that.
You kind of just have to, like, look through.
But Aaron had great ideas for this.
Like, the 1-stars were just like, stop talking about politics. And
the other ones were just
like,
mean.
No, it was just like, these people suck. Like, it was like stuff like that. Nothing really like of substance that was funny.
Probably a Taylor Swift fan said that.
Yeah, probably.
No, there was a Taylor Swift fan, but she, I think, still rated it like 4 or 5 stars.
Oh, sorry.
Just had some words for you.
That's okay. I'm here for it.
Having a really good like Yelp reputation is like kind of hard to do, right?
They are. Yelp
Especially
is
now.
Like, Yelp is the mafia.
With the internet.
They are, if you want to get your like bad reviews off your page and your good reviews on your page, you need to pay Yelp every month. Like when I had the restaurant, they
how much?
Like thousands of dollars a month.
What do you mean, basically, when you had the restaurant?
I had a restaurant in New York, Burlap Sack Potato Eatery.
What?
You guys never knew this?
Are you joking?
Are you joking?
Mike?
You look like you're...
No, I'm in genuine shock you don't know this.
No way.
We've talked about this on Hoot and a Half many times.
Oh, it's cute. You think we listen.
The burlap sack.
I used to have a restaurant in New York City called the Burlap Sack Potato Eatery from like 2015 to 2017.
Oh my God.
We never once talked about
what
this on this
have?
Podcast.
It was a potato... Matt's heard this so many times. It was a potato-based fast casual restaurants, like Chipotle style service.
There's no way.
And
y'all know Mike for years and I've never known
this. What do you mean? A potato eatery that's
like
Chipotle?
Yeah, so like you would start
and
with
you
a base.
Created it?
Yeah, with Jared and two other friends.
Oh.
It was a base of potatoes. So you start with like a baked potato, sweet potato, french fries, tater tots, and then you put the base in the bowl. And then on top of that, we had three different meats. We had steak, chicken, hand rolled turkey meatballs. Then we had cheeses, and then
before there was Jonah's kebab.
Basically, yeah. And it was on 33rd and 3rd. You got a view of the Empire State Building.
Was it like a big place?
No, it was smaller than this room,
okay,
but it was
like
$15,000 a month
in
rent.
Like, yeah, how did you pay for it?
We raised money. A lot of our like friends were in finance, and they had a lot of disposable income, so it was like a group.
In 2 years, it lasted.
It took us like a year to build it, and then we were open for like a year. So
did you have like fans that were like, no?
Yeah, I mean we were like,
bring back the sack.
Yeah,
bring back the sack.
The Instagram is still alive, Burlap Sack NYC. You can see that's how I actually got into like influencer stuff, because I was in charge of marketing and I would hit up like Instagrammers in New York and just give them in 2016 you could just give them a free meal and you get a feed post from like an account that has 50,000 followers, and then the next day we'd have like 200 people like, oh, I saw you on, you know, brunch and girls NYC.
Do you remember Clout? .com, like that website.
Yeah, that was
what's
nonsense.
That?
It was like before.
Wait, it's so cute.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
If you were really active on social media, you didn't even have to be that much of an influencer, but just a decent active user.
It was like a clout score.
You would get a clout score, and then you could earn prizes and redeem
like
and
hell.
Claim
influencer
stuff.
Hell.
You would get like free gift cards to go places and post about. I would see it all the time.
I was like,
wait, like caption on this one.
What does it say?
Snuck a picture of some of the models naked.
And it's the potatoes before they got... Yeah. We had fun.
But so you have to pay Yelp thousands of dollars.
Yeah, so what happens is when you have a restaurant and you go to your Yelp page, if you don't pay Yelp and you're not like promoted by them, they will on purpose put the bad reviews always on the front of your page. You could have 100 good reviews and 5 bad ones. If you don't pay for a Yelp subscription, they put your bad ones on the front page.
That's so
Jonah had a problem with this too. He with their restaurant, like their Yelp page was always just full of bad reviews. And so if you don't pay Yelp, they just basically
it's bad.
What? No, Jonah's kebab's really good.
No, but, like were they like leaving bad reviews because of like internet stuff?
Every restaurant will have bad reviews.
And it's just the start of, you know, when you're starting a restaurant, I know Jonah was saying that he was trying to get a lot of people like, please come write a great Yelp review. But then they like catch on that like, oh, you're having a huge surge of positive reviews. They'll start.
But yeah, they're basically
that
like,
is so petty of Yelp.
Yeah.
That's their whole business
model. They're money
model.
Hungry.
Do you guys Yelp? Have you ever written a Yelp review?
Never
yes,
written a Yelp review.
I've written one star.
Let's pull it up and let's hear what
you wrote a one star review.
Let me see if it's even here. I have a friend who leaves Yelp reviews. For some reason, me and Aaron's got like merged. Do you remember that?
No.
I was like looking for something and it kept thinking it was you. And I was like, what?
Yeah, Yelp, and there was like a big push a couple years ago for restaurants to be like, do not use Yelp, use like Google reviews or something else. Google reviews is much better.
Oh, like a strike against
yeah,
Yelp.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Oh my gosh, I wrote a review for my dentist. I had to have been high on like gas. I don't think I ever would have.
There's a picture
of
him.
2 years ago, me and my dentist. And I wrote, I've seen Dr. Mishoud for the past 2 years and couldn't be happier. She and her team are incredibly communicative, transparent, enthusiastic, and have a great sense of humor. I highly recommend
it. Was it when you were doing Invisalign? Like maybe it was part of your deal?
Invisalign, that was like years and years ago.
I don't know. Was this when you got
I love my dentist. I don't know. She must have just been like, write me a review. And I was like, absolutely.
I feel like that's most of my reviews. If I get like plumbing done or something, they're like, if you leave us a Yelp review, like we'll take this money off.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah. They'll give you a discount or whatever.
Yeah, I've done that a lot. But my one star,
they just give you the regular price.
What's the one star?
Should I name the company?
Yeah.
I don't know if I should.
What kind of? What
no,
kind of
because
is
there
it?
Might
is
be
it,
a
I
search.
Don't want
Let's
to,
not
is
put
it
them
air
out of
conditioning?
Business.
What kind of? What
was,
kind of place? A restaurant.
Air conditioning.
It's Dobrik's.
I had a diarrhea after eating. All I said was, "Do not use them. They damaged my property and acted as if it was not their fault." Period.
Oh, we see. I would need more. I would message you and be like, "What's the tea?"
But I also, I believe, created more accounts to also rate them one star. So I was like very preoccupied.
You did?
Yes. I was like, "Fuck this
what
place."
Did they
I was
do?
So
like,
mad.
Posted it somewhere and be like, "Hey guys, can you please?"
No, I can't do that.
What did they do?
It's like this very boring long story, but basically we got our roof done.
Okay.
And there's a warranty on the roof, and so our roofing people were like, "If you guys have people come up and check on the roof, we need to come back and just make sure it's still." Like if somebody
goes
up there.
You have a condo complex. Isn't everyone under the same roof?
Yes, we're all under the same roof.
Okay.
But like HOA paid for a new roof. Basically what happened is I got my air conditioning fixed and the people who fix the air conditioning punctured like a hole in the roof and like a tear. And they were the only people that had been up there since the roof was done.
Mm.
And so I contacted them and I was like, hey, it looks like whoever was there did this. And they were like, no, we didn't. And like, I don't have proof, obviously, like I don't have before and after photos. So it's like,
or like even the camera.
Yeah. So I knew that they couldn't really, I couldn't do anything because.
Did they fix your air conditioning?
Yeah, they did.
Maybe
honestly.
Two stars then, Carly, huh?
No, one.
How about we be
just
a little
one.
Generous?
No, because they were so, even if they didn't do it, the way they acted to me when I called them was
okay.
Like, fuck. Like they were like, nope, there's no way. I was like, of course there's a way. He was dragging heavy shit up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it made me so mad.
Dude, AC units are really complicated.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to fix it.
Like, ours was like, had been going in and out, and I thought I could fix it.
Oh,
and
I did the same thing.
YouTube, like, how an AC unit works.
Are you
like,
insane?
Absolutely not. It is magic what an AC unit is.
Yeah, there's the compressor, the Freon, the heat pump. Like,
yes.
What do you think it is? Just an on and off switch?
Yes,
no, it's not working.
It was
that's why.
Simple.
That was me with my garbage disposal. It broke. Oh. Nolan was out of town, and my garbage disposal broke. And my sink was fine, but just my garbage disposal. So I was like, I think I can fix it. So I like looked up a YouTube video, and I was like taking it apart, and I was like taking stuff out, and then I think I fixed it, but I couldn't put it back together.
Oh no!
So then I couldn't even use my sink because the water would have just gone everywhere. So I had to call a plumber.
Have you guys ever looked at your dishwasher filter?
I need to.
I've seen TikToks of people opening it up and like cleaning it out, and I'm now moving in with Patricia. She's lived there for years. I'm like, have you ever done that? She's like, no. And then I'm like, I don't want to do it.
But... oh, I would love to do it. I love doing shit like that.
Oh, I guess it would just be so nicer for the peace of mind knowing that it's clean.
What's in, like, just a bunch of food?
It's all
nasty.
The food that goes down there, and it's just sitting there. But
and
I
it's
think
older,
you can smell
watery.
It if it's bad. But it's, I guess
under,
all
it's like, it'll take you less than 2 minutes to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
By the time you started talking about it till now, you could have done it already.
Yeah, but he'd probably be dry heaving. It's different.
Yeah.
I think it's just knowing it's down there. It would never make me want to eat anything in like my kitchen for a while. I don't know. Just being like,
it's at the bottom,
out
though.
Of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
That would gross me out. But
I had to get my AC removed with a crane.
A crane?
Whole HVAC unit. A crane.
Like a colored crayon?
Crane.
A crane, that's serious.
Yeah,
that is
it was
serious.
Really cool. I was just watching it from my kitchen, like, whoa.
Like, there's a crane outside my house.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear it go on the roof?
Yeah.
Whoa.
On the roof?
Yeah.
It's on a roof.
Your AC is on the roof?
Yeah, the whole HVAC unit. So that controls air conditioning and heat.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that too.
A lot of AC units are on the roof, especially in LA. I mean,
mine's on the side of the house. I feel like I've only seen them on the side of the house. In buildings, like in New York, they're on the roof, but.
Well, my house is a built. It's massive. I live in a mansion.
It has to be on the roof. There's no room.
20,000 square feet.
Real estate's precious out here, you know?
I guess.
I know.
Whoa. Did you leave tips on Foursquare? Remember Foursquare?
Oh my God. You check in.
Yeah, you would check in, leave a tip.
Yeah. What was there was one that was like beer.
Like a beer review thing?
It was like Beer Square.
Yeah. They were trying to come up with all those types of apps in like the late 2000s. Everyone was trying to.
It's Uber for dog walkers. Like, okay.
I would never use Foursquare now.
Never. You should find my friends. That's what it is.
Yeah, but also I would be like, people are going to just like track all of this information. Like how dangerous actually it is.
It's
here's my
pattern. There was another website that someone made called like pleaserobme.com. And it would take people, and when like it would just say, oh, these people are not home right now, so you can go rob their house. It would take the Foursquare data and make a population of like, here's a bunch of people who just checked in and
that's
are definitely
so
not home.
Up.
And it's called pleaserobme.com.
Before you go out to like a restaurant, do you check the Yelp? Like before
TJ
you go,
does.
I
if
like to see photos
it,
of
no.
food. I really don't care people's description of how they enjoyed it because I think everyone has different tastes and stuff. I'm just like, let me see the pic
of what the food looks like.
I like pictures too. I don't like a menu without photos because I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Or I can do TikTok now and I just like to see videos.
Or I like Google image, like Google reviews. I'm very anti Yelp just because of my experience with them. But
I think
everyone should be too. They're a fucking terrible company.
I just don't care about food that way. If someone's like, do you want to go here? I'm like, sure.
Yeah. That's how I am too.
But sometimes I look, if it's like a nice place, I'm like, I don't know what any of this is.
Have you guys ever left an Amazon review?
No.
I don't think so.
Do you know anyone that's left an Amazon review? There's people doing it. Who
I know.
Are these people?
And sometimes people, they leave like photos.
I
feel
know.
Like it's so funny.
Who are these people?
I know. And the people's homes are so disgusting. Because you want to see what the product looks like, and then you're like, oh, but God, look at clean up this bedroom. I'm disgusted.
I think I have a one star I have for this podcast that's like that. That's kind of like, it's something to do with the interior or something. Yeah,
like who is leaving reviews of like a towel on Amazon?
I wonder if Amazon has a thing where it's like, if you leave a review, you can be like, you'll get like credit or something.
Yeah, I think
they
do have that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just never left a review for
I know it's
anything.
Crazy. There's like thousands and thousands of reviews on almost everything.
Yeah. Everything
but
has
I don't
reviews.
Know anyone that leaves reviews on Amazon.
So, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, I'm reading the thoughts of a crazy person. Like, no matter what the review is, This is yeah. a nut.
Yeah.
Like, so, and no matter what it is, 5-star or 1-star, I'm like, I don't know a single person in my real life that's left a review. So I can't even imagine who was like, I always think it's just like some like 68-year-old, like big burly like guy in like a basement in Montana. Like, this was a terrible arcade. And like, you know, so I take it all with a grain of salt. But yeah.
I really appreciate reviews on like clothing.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, I do too.
Because I'm like,
size up, okay. size down.
Yes, I appreciate
color
that.
Is true to the website.
Mm-hmm.
It ships in
that,
2 months.
I feel like I don't really look at.
It was, I like reviews on like Etsy and stuff
yeah,
like
those
that.
Are really helpful.
Those are really helpful. To
it
see
was
if
the
they...
best when Amazon added for like clothing items the height of somebody who bought it.
Yes.
Two. When oh, I can read good. Reviews oh, of yes. only people who are 6'3". I'm like, thank you, because I just want to
oh,
see what
I
these tall people. Think
or
about,
like when
oh,
a website, yeah. I mean, most websites, they'll be like, model
yes.
is 6'2".
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't help me.
And I'm 5'2". So
and they're
all like,
lean, though,
I know,
too.
I
like,
know.
Yeah, they're 6'2", but they're like
yeah, skinny.
The size of a stick.
It's like nobody looks like this.
Yeah. I also feel like those aren't always accurate. I feel like I know someone who's a model, and she would do that kind of modeling. And one time it had her height listed, but I was like, I know she's not this tall.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's funny when you go on a website and it is their own website and the reviews are just all 1-star. I'm like,
ooh.
Do you not have a website moderator? Like,
yeah.
looking, like I went on.
They're just really honest.
I bought a, I don't want to blow the brand up, but I bought a comforter from that brand that you and
Brooklyn?
I like.
No. Oh, Buffy?
Okay, I didn't want.
Oh.
Come on, be honest.
Well, no, we love this brand,
yeah.
Buffy. They make great comforters. And I, since the cat shit all over mine, I ordered a new one. And I was just like, I wonder if the reviews are like still good. And the first review is 1-star and it's like, this thing sucks. It was super light and not comfortable. And I was like, Buffy, get
what
it together.
Have?
I have a king.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I'm going to be sleeping with a towel tonight, but,
have you ever heard of that subreddit called Buy It For Life?
Yes.
Yes.
Love that
I just
subreddit.
Joined that.
Yeah.
I've
it's great.
It.
It's just people who share products that
like
maybe they've owned for
but,
years,
like,
but
you'll
they
have it forever.
Yeah. There's oh. just, it has never broke down on them once.
That's funny.
And so,
Noah and I were just talking about that. Cause like, we feel like a lot of parents always buy like Dells or like desktop or I don't know what they're called, like not Apple, like
PCs.
Not MacBooks. Yeah, PCs, but those go bad after a couple of years usually.
Yeah,
but MacBooks last a long time, and so it's like, she's like, my mom keeps buying PCs.
It's what's it called, planned obsolescence.
Yes,
like people...
Well, that also is a thing that's just happened in like society.
What's
like,
your one thing
That I've had that
sorry,
I've owned.
Sorry, I completely just cut you off.
No, you're good.
If you weren't finished,
I'm
no,
trying to think of something that I've owned that has never failed me.
Yeah, or what, like one thing you
like
have
a,
for
like a
life.
Dyson vacuum would be a buy it for life.
Oh,
like you
I
buy
have,
a
yeah,
Dyson and you like you don't need to buy another one.
Lululemon leggings, literally buy them for life because
really?
They'll just replace them if they start getting frayed or holes.
Yeah, there's like tools
and they're kind
also.
Of expensive.
It used to be a thing also in back in like the 50s and 40s. Of course, this comes back to capitalism, but like there used to be in the neighborhood, there'd be like one guy with a grill, one guy with a lawnmower, one guy with a tool set. And like they would own it for life. And then in your neighborhood, if you needed the tool set, you'd go to Jim's because he's got that. And then when Jim wanted a barbecue, and that was like a very American thing
that's
to like
sweet.
Be in your community. But then some fucking accounting cucks in a boardroom were like, we could make more money if
yeah.
we convinced everyone that they each need their own thing. And we can make even more money if we make these things break and not as quality. So like if you buy a typewriter from 1922, it will still work today.
Yes.
You can't buy anything today that will last 100 years. Like
damn.
Think about it.
Well,
is there anything that could last 100 years? No. So buy it for life.
Maybe
is like
my
a
Dyson
good...
Airwrap.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like there's things I have that or there's one thing in particular that I'm like so obsessed with that like even though it wouldn't last for life, I would continue to buy that same product.
Yeah.
What
is
it?
It?
It's a pair of shoes.
Which shoes?
They're my Row boots.
Huh?
The brand is called The Row.
Uh-huh.
Mary-Kate and Ashley. That's their brand. And they
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
I
yeah.
thought their brand's called Elizabeth.
The Row.
Oh.
The Row.
Okay.
And yeah, they are my favorite pair of boots. They were like an investment piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I would buy them over and over and over again.
I don't know if that counts as buy it for life, but
well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, I have things that like wouldn't last for life,
but
I
yeah.
would buy them for life.
Okay.
So or like a, I mean, it probably wouldn't last for life either, but like a one of my Prada bags. I'm like, I'll have this forever, probably.
Yeah.
Buy for life.
Yeah.
Have you seen that guy that takes leather stuff. He's like a leather worksman, yes, and he'll cut
on
open
TikTok, yeah, to be like, this is the quality actually, and this, yes, is what it should actually be wearing.
Oh. Like, I just saw one last night that was like, he took a, what are the big
Bottega?
Purse companies, huh?
Bottega, Veneta.
No, it's like a well-known
Chanel.
One. Yeah, Chanel.
Oh.
He took a Chanel bag and was like, "This is the Chanel bag." He cut what?
The biggest one.
Whatever, you know, the brands. I don't know.
He Birkin.
He cut it open and like he like figured out. He's like, "Okay, so this leather is worth about $100.
Yeah.
The stitching's pretty good. This I would say probably like 10 hours, so $16 an hour, $160. So this is a $260 worth of product, and it sells for $2,700. And I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's because the name, though.
I know.
Was it the smallest bag ever?
Is $2,700 not a lot?
Not for Chanel.
Oh.
And the thing about Chanel's, too, is I feel like their quality hasn't like gotten better, but they've increased their pricing a ton.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Slay.
No, I've watched once, too, and it'll be like, I really only buy Prada and Bottega.
Mm-hmm.
And I will see those videos. And he's like, yeah, this is like a $200 bag. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah,
right.
I'll pay the $3,000.
Yeah,
that's what they say about sunglasses and glasses.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
really are made for like less than $10. It's just plastic molded, yeah, in tiny little screws.
That's
all
Warby
put together.
How Warby Parker got started.
Yeah, they finally made like a cheaper model for it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I saw on that subreddit someone was like, "Is there any way I could buy commercial grade washer and dryer units? They're like those big silver
like at hotels,
or like
yeah,
ones
like
at laundromats,
massive,
that
yeah,
are
yeah,
like built for tons of people using
yeah,
it throughout
and they
one
last
day,
literally forever."
Yeah.
And so people were like, "You technically can, like, if you have room."
Oh my god, have you made it to that side of TikTok where this guy owns a laundromat? He's like,
"No,
look how much money I made."
Yes,
no.
And I get hooked to watching those things. People who own
thing,
vending machines, yes, and
he
laundromats.
Just counts all the change, pours it in a little bucket.
Makes
yeah,
like $700 a day.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those and like golf tip girls or golf.
Oh, I love that girl.
Girls who just drive around and they'll
do
just
you know
like
those,
serve
the
drinks.
The one I'm thinking of.
The blonde girl.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah,
her.
Oh, I haven't gotten that.
She's so cute.
That's what I want. Put it on my feed.
cart girl. Not cart narcs,
golf
cart
carts. For some reason, last night, my whole TikTok feed was just dogs.
Oh, interesting.
And specifically golden retrievers, which was very
huh,
weird.
I feel like mine's been weird lately. You ever scroll through TikTok and it's like not hitting right, so you just
yeah,
hit home again, and
yeah,
then it's like back to normal.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like
it's not hitting right.
Not hitting right. I'm like, this is not
or
my
do
favorite.
You like find one that's like so good, but you don't have time for it, but you're like, don't like. So keep that on there. Like,
yeah,
I'm always
yeah,
worried about
yeah,
like, oh shit.
No, sometimes you hit home on accident. Like,
well,
and then you can never find it again.
No, you
there's
can.
There's a
watch history.
You can
that's
find
too
it,
much.
It's it is like eight taps away. But
yeah,
yeah, like if you ever like switch hands and then you're like left
oh, yeah,
hands on
no,
it.
No, I do it all the time. But sometimes I'm literally like, what did I even hit? Like,
I know.
Where
yeah,
did it go?
I know.
And then it's crazy to see what you've already watched, and it's like 30, and you're like, wait. I kind of remember all these.
I just opened
yeah,
this app, yeah.
Yeah, I literally just opened the app.
Okay, well, I feel like we can get started.
Yeah, sure.
I'm happy to begin.
Yeah, we thought
I feel
it'd
like
be
mine's
funny.
A little, oh, go ahead.
We thought it'd be funny to find a bunch of one-star reviewed things because usually, I mean, sometimes it's valid, but.
This is a review for Home Alone 2.
Okay.
One star.
Where did you find this?
They are criminals, but nobody deserves to be hit in the head over and over again by a brick.
That's it. That's the review.
Can you imagine?
It's just so funny that people take their time to say
yeah,
that. Because it's like, it's a movie.
And also you're watching it and you're like, you know what? He really didn't deserve that. Yeah, I'm going to yeah, go and leave a review.
He just robbed him.
Yeah.
Wait, that
tortured
was on Yelp? Or was this just one-star
reviews? These are just one-star reviews.
Oh.
Did you only go to Yelp?
Damn, I guess. I thought
that's
it was
okay,
Yelp
that,
only.
That's
I kind of
yeah,
struggled finding them.
I know.
It was a little difficult. I spent some hours.
I have one.
I put in work.
And honestly, it doesn't even matter what it's about, like what the review is. It doesn't even say. It just says, has one star. And it says, yes, I know I said one star. I do not like the color yellow, so I always rate one star so that there is less yellow on my screen. This is a positive review, not a bad review. I am rating one star to prevent yellow. Thank you.
Oh. Okay, I mean, that is... This person is...
It's like all caps. Like,
it's what just... on earth?
I like that they cross out their name with yellow, too. That's
I know, with yellow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
have another one.
Please.
Okay, so there's this book called Where is Baby's Belly Button? It looks like this.
Okay. I know you used like this site. I saw all of these.
I got stuff from like a lot of different places. Yeah. The one-star review says, do not buy this book. You can see the ending right on the cover because it's called Where is My Baby's Belly Button?
To me, I read this one and I feel like they're being funny.
I hope.
Oh, I think they
funny.
Are.
You that think? Is funny. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll read it anyway. This book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding baby's belly button. The title makes this much clearer from the beginning. However, there is no mystery. There is no twist. The baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be, on baby's stomach. Right where it clearly shows you it is on the cover of the book. The plot is a complete mess as a result of its reliance on the mystery of where the belly button is. Everything falls apart the second you realize that the belly button was in plain sight all along. There is no conflict. There is no character development. There is scarcely any plot. Whoever wrote the book must have a serious error in judgment, because you would have to be an infant to not immediately understand where baby's belly button is. This is one of the worst pieces of literature I've ever read.
Like, they're being funny.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's unhinged.
This one is for Mary-Kate and Ashley's Passport to Paris. One star review. Not a good role model. You think Mary-Kate and Ashley movies are all safe for little eyes, but this one is not. Two bratty, boy crazy preteens go to visit their ambassador grandfather in Paris and proceed to run around from their chaperone and ride around in Paris with boys on mopeds. Not a good role model. Save your money.
Not a good role model.
Oh my god.
People are unhinged.
Did you want to go?
No. Go ahead.
Did you get any?
I did.
Okay. This is like a restaurant. So imagine you're a virgin and finally meet a beautiful girl that loves you and wants to spend the rest of her life with you. Only problem is she's super religious and wants to save herself for marriage. But she's amazing, so you go along for the ride and eventually propose. The wedding goes swimmingly and is the most memorable night of your life, but the anticipation of making love to your soulmate lingers in your head the entire time. You finally go up to your hotel room on your wedding night and anticipate finally experiencing the beauty of human sexuality. You undress, and so does she. She leans in and whispers sweet nothings into your ear, and you are about to seal the deal when suddenly she shoves a pine comb up your ass and just...
What is this one-star review of the person?
That's a hotel. A pine comb up your ass and shoots herself in the head. This
what?
Is
what?
Jesus! That took such a crazy turn.
He said, "This is what the Highlander is like."
Oh, so it was all, oh my god! It was all simile.
I was like, "What the fuck?"
That shoves a fucking gun up your ass and shoots herself.
Okay, this one is a candy store.
Ooh,
it's a one-star review.
Let's all do a water challenge and just hold water.
I know. Okay, one-star review. If you want to find one of the world's most racist store owner, come to this place. But I rated it one because it's not the candy's fault. It's like, okay.
Oh my god.
I did see one. This is a stupid one. There's two movie ones. So one is a movie review for Monsters, Inc. 2001.
Okay.
One star. Too many monsters. And then another one for Mission Impossible. One star. The mission was not impossible. Sorry, yeah, I thought those were funny last night.
I found one with a little T. Okay. So it's like someone posted a review and then the person wrote back.
Ooh.
Okay,
the review, they're leaving a review for a hairdresser. Jen has subpar skills. Could have done better myself at home with a pair of scissors and a trimmer. She has a sailor's mouth, extremely unprofessional, and her salon smells like a wet dog. If you are a regular, expect Jen to air dry your dirty laundry to anyone who is unfortunate enough to be in her chair. Stay away from this business. She responded. You left out the part about you showing up an hour late to your appointment, slurry drunk. The wet dog smell could be attributed to you making out with my dog for 10 minutes.
What?
Hey, bro.
You were so trashed at 9:30 a.m. that you couldn't even stand up straight. When I told you not to drive home, you told me, you sound like my wife. Then you drove away. It took you 2 attempts to leave the parking lot, barely could operate your truck, so I called the sheriff and gave them your information. Now you're over here harassing me, failing to accept any responsibility for your own behavior. Act like a 50-year-old man-child and blame everyone else for your crappy personality. In case you ever wondered why your daughter doesn't speak to you anymore, this is why.
Oh my god.
What?
I love when the owners clap back. No. It's so funny because it's like, oh shit.
That's what Yelp was made for. Yeah. The Yelp headquarters has to be like, did you see this?
Yes. Could you imagine just going, like you're looking for a hair salon and then you see that? I'd be like, well, I'm obviously going to this hairstylist now and I'm going to find out the rest of the story.
I do like when the owners will clap back but also just be completely unprofessional and they're just like, yeah, well, you're fat and smelly and stupid anyway, like, so we don't want your business. And you're just like, I don't know about that.
The supercut CEO is like, hey, you got to be a little...
I just saw a TikTok of the hair salon where this like drunk lady would not leave. Where she was like combing her hair a bunch. She's like,
is she like Robin? The one who kind of looks like Shailene Woodley? Have you seen that one?
No.
Where she's like dyeing her hair and she was mean to like her...
Oh, the assistant or something? I saw that a long time ago.
She's like, Robin, that's really mean.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I know, I love that one too. She's like very like, that was mean.
And then, like, she like tries to attack her.
I saw like, that one out. Last night that you're talking
about.
Yeah,
me too.
She was so unbothered.
I know. Well, she was
the woman
drunk.
Brushing her hair.
She was just like brushing her. She's like, get out.
Yeah.
I'll leave.
Have you ever had, if a person's cutting your hair and they're doing a bad job, are you like, it's great?
Yeah.
Or
I've never gotten a good haircut.
Yeah, rarely.
I've never gotten a good
haircut. One time I got an amazing haircut, went back to the guy like a month or two later, and the thing he said right before he cut my hair was I'm going to give you the best haircut you've ever gotten in your life. And he did. I came back like a month later, had no clue who I was. And I go, you said you were gonna, you gave me the best haircut of my life. And so I'm coming to you again.
He said it to everyone.
And he was like, yeah, all right, man. And then like I showed him a picture of what it was. He did the worst job. And I was like, what was that?
Like, what happened here?
Yeah. What happened?
Oh, no.
Bummer. But,
I mean, I haven't in years.
Got a
I
haircut?
Have like my lady that I love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I'm looking for a new lady.
Go to ours.
What's her name?
Great. Emily.
Our lady moved. So.
Oh.
April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it, April.
She was the best. But, no. Yeah. I've never really like have told someone like. This is not good. I did one time was like, is this uneven?
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
it
a good.
Clearly was, but she couldn't do anything about it.
Oh,
so, it'll be fine.
I know it's funny, like, phrasing it as a question to not put them down.
Yeah.
Is this uneven? I can't tell. Well, like, it really is.
I found this one specifically for you.
Okay.
I love this school. It's full of incredible opportunities. The academics are remarkable. There's no shortage of people to meet, etc. But let me get to why I'm writing this review. I lived in Jester West dorm my freshman year, and I loved it. It was a convenient location, amenities are decent, it's near the gym, etc. Across the board, I'd say my freshman year experience has been awesome. Attending UT has been an honor and pleasure, but do you know what isn't a pleasure? Rectal bleeding.
That's...
That's right. Minor anal fissures caused by the university's choice of toilet paper.
Oh.
I've been keeping count, and I've had 9 conversations with peers over the past semester who've experienced this unfortunate situation. I can also tell you from personal experience that it is incredibly funny, but even more incredibly painful. I would rank my freshman year experience a 5 out of 5 if it weren't for this literal pain in my ass. I would humbly request the university to step up their TP game and invest in something a little more forgiving than the sandpaper currently in use on campus.
Damn, you should have lived. I lived in Jester East, not Jester West.
Oh, and so
I,
maybe
Jester
different experience.
East, I bet that kid lived in a communal bathroom dorm where they all had to share the same bathroom. Because I was like, was my toilet paper? No, I had to share. Charming. I shared a bathroom with another unit, and I think we had our own toilet paper. So
that's nice.
Damn, toilet paper's no joke.
I know. Well, I know. Rectal bleeding, and I know there are students.
Way to take it. What was their name?
I don't know.
Did you look up Jester East reviews, or did you just find this one?
UT.
Oh wow.
It doesn't have their name. This is from 2019.
Wow, that's
pre-pandemic.
Recent. Yeah.
Hopefully they've stepped up their TP game since this review.
What is the best toilet paper in the game? Is it Charmin?
I like Charmin.
Yeah.
The soft, ultra soft.
Yeah.
Just pick up whatever.
Multiple
but also
ply.
I have a bidet.
Single ply should be illegal.
Yeah. I grew up using Scott.
Hmm.
Which... Scott's kind of cheap.
Yes.
It looks like it would be super soft and great. And then you get it and you're like, no.
But I didn't mind it. Got the job done. But now that, I've experienced more.
Can I read one for Peter Luger's steak? Do you guys know what this is?
No, but go ahead.
Peter Luger is like the fanciest, most expensive, like best steakhouse in New York. It's known for just like top tier white tablecloth, like expensive, fine dining. You get the picture. One star. Title is best place to ruin a birthday party.
No.
Even with a reservation, you wait. Even though we forewarn them of a special birthday celebration, absolutely nothing. No candle, no song. Very nice waiter. No. But when you say you are not into raw meat and then you are served not one, but two undercooked steaks, you wonder why they are still in business. The cut up animal is disgusting. And then the waiter drips the grease onto my plate. Yuck. I'm getting more upset the more I'm writing and I remember this special day was ruined by Peter Luger. Do not waste your time or cab fare on this joke of a joint.
Why are you going to a steakhouse if you don't like meat?
Idiots. Yeah. Idiots.
And like, ew, a cut up animal. Like, you ordered steak. Yeah.
Also, expecting like a Peter Luger steakhouse to be like, oh, it's your birthday? Everyone gather around. Yeah, let's sing happy birthday. It's not a TGI. Banner. It's like not a TGI Fridays. It's like.
Also, I feel like at nice steakhouses too, like most people aren't ordering like medium well steaks.
Right. Yes.
Like, the chef will normally cook it to like what the taste of the steak should be.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Is it just me or do they not do like birthday songs as much as they used to do? Or am I getting older and I'm just not going
like,
to restaurants?
Not like Applebee's.
TikTok last night that made me crack up. They were at this woman and her mom were at a restaurant and it was the mom's birthday and the waiter came over and just started singing like happy birthday but like an opera version
by herself.
Yeah, it was like a guy singing opera and like the mom, she was like this like older woman and you could tell she was trying so hard not to laugh.
Oh,
like in this person's face. It was very funny. But they should do that more.
Yeah, bring back the birthday song.
I have one more. It's a review for the Anne Frank House.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
It is a one-star review for the Anne Frank
the
House.
Anne Frank.
And it was not by Anne Frank.
Where is the Anne Frank House?
In Amsterdam.
Okay.
I live in Amsterdam, but I never really got the opportunity to visit the Anne Frank House because there's always so many tourists. I visited it once, had to wait for 2 hours to get in. When we were inside, we had to walk in a straight line. It was very claustrophobic.
Oh, my God. What?
It's just like an Airbnb.
Buddy, she lived there in hiding. How do you think she feels?
It's just like I was gonna look up like one star review for Auschwitz because there's definitely someone who has that, but I don't know if that. I don't
want to do it. Do it.
Like I'm sure if I look on like Google reviews for Auschwitz to visit now, there's probably a one star review, but I don't know.
I'm sure.
There was one for the Ford's Theater, and it was one star review left by Abraham Lincoln. He goes, I was murdered here. Would not recommend.
Dang, now I just got the thought. I want to look up, like, theme park one star reviews,
because
they're probably so crazy.
I won't read the whole review, but it's long. Someone said, Eiffel Tower, more like Awful Tower. One star.
Awful Tower.
That's a sleigh. I found one for Coachella that is just, it's very, I don't know. I feel like it's like kind of sounds like Mike.
Like me?
Whoop de doo. Several days of hot blazing sun, sweating all day, fighting off flies during the day, and squatting mosquitoes all night while sleeping outside, using smell of porta potties, standing in long, miserable lines for 5-minute showers, long lines everywhere for overpriced food and drink, more crowds, loud ear piercing, deafening bands, and more crowds and wall to wall people. All this was in 2012. All this for the extraordinary bargain price of $300. I think having my chest hairs pulled out and all my teeth yanked without anesthetic would be more fun.
Oh my God.
It would be hard, but I think I'll pass. So they didn't even go.
Yeah, this is me. I've never been, but I would probably say the same thing.
That's insane.
Oh, there was another one. It says, it sucks. The venue is outside. Some volunteers have sold illegal and legal drugs. There are naked guys, almost naked girls, drug addicts, and more. If I can choose zero or negative, I'll choose negative 1,000,000 stars.
Like, what? Also, where do they rate Coachella?
Yelp.
Oh, on Yelp.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
I mean, that person sounds like they had a miserable time.
Almost naked girls.
Did someone's grandma write this?
Yeah, there's naked men.
I have a one star review for a hotel. Matt, I think you'll like this one because it's like about decor kind
okay.
of. Ooh. Okay, one star. This hotel was as welcoming as a neck and shoulder rub from Bill Cosby. We found the Keating, K-E-A-T-I-N-G.
Keating?
Keating?
What's like, that?
Like probably the poet? No, I'm thinking of Keats. I don't know. Keating.
Is it we found capital? The Keating to be absurdly loud, outdated, and off-putting.
It's probably the name of the hotel.
Maybe kitchen?
No, it's probably the hotel. We booked an upper floor spa suite. What? 1900s mixed with modern Italio Industrio Fabio decor. Take it down. Even worse is a peculiar odor in the room, like a mix of stale corn chips and prison shower mold. Oh. And the bathroom, nuanced, like damp chipmunks. We started worrying when instead of mints, we got foam earplugs that turned down. Do not venture too far into the deep, dark corners. Yeah, the deep, dark corners of the room. This is where items put in wadded up napkins have come to die since 1900. The hotel basics that you would expect either didn't exist, didn't work, or barely worked. Spa tub, broken. Toilet, begrudgingly. Coffee maker, don't touch this. Windows that fully close, sorry. Shower door, bring your own. Parking, there has to be parking, right? Nope. Wi-Fi, no internet.
Oh my god.
Do they mean wet intestinal fungus inside? Oh, for Wi-Fi? Okay.
Ew.
Upon each problematic encounter, we called down to the front desk, shift manager, and even got the general manager on the phone the next day, resulting in, coincidentally, the same fake excuses. We'll send maintenance up, fibs, and false apologies. You get this strange vibe that this isn't their first disgruntled customer rodeo. Don't stay here unless you're a tasteless, unbathed Coke junkie with a recent tetanus shot, pimping a hearing aid with low batteries, and absolutely no expectations of being treated as a paying guest. Stay at Hard Rock, or the W, or one of the two Hiltons.
Jeez, have you guys ever had bad hotel experiences?
Not like that.
Not like that.
You have?
When I drove across the country, our first leg was driving from Massachusetts to Nashville. It was like 17 hours. We did it in one
damn
day.
Yeah.
We get to the hotel. We're so fucking tired. We're staying at like an Econo Lodge. We booked along the way because we were like,
we might
stop. To be fair, I lived in one for a whole semester in college and it was fine.
Why did you live in an Econo Lodge?
Because they overbooked housing.
And they put you in an Econo Lodge for dorm room?
They turned the whole top floor in the Econo Lodge into a dorm room.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
How was the toilet paper?
Great. Okay, well, I had my own bathroom. It was amazing.
You said this. Yeah.
And so it was like $40 to stay there. We were like, great. We check in, get to our hotel room. It definitely was like creepy vibes. It was not giving the Econo Lodge I lived in. And then I like brushed my teeth. Even in the bathroom, we were like, we're keeping our shoes on.
Oh.
I go to get into bed, pull my sheet down, and there is puke over the bed.
What?
Yeah, it was
like dried puke.
It was
You fucking men
Dude,
are so
The bed was tucked in. Okay, it was made. The bed was made and there was vomit. And so then obviously we were like, goodbye. We like immediately left.
Did you get a different room or a hotel?
It was like a whole thing though.
Did you let them know? And they were like, sorry. Oops.
I think we just left. I cannot even remember. And I probably like called the next day, but I was like, we got to get out of here.
Oh my.
It looked like a crime scene.
How does that get passed? Like, how does that pass when they do the clean?
And you tucked it in.
Yeah.
Like, I had to take it out of the side and pull it down.
Maybe it was the maid.
And it didn't have the flap.
That is.
That's insane.
Yeah. Did you ever like want to then this person like it almost feels cathartic to just type out every single thing that went wrong and you're just like this is what happened and like did you feel the urge to do
that?
It was
like a horrible night.
Yeah.
Like because there was a convention happening in Nashville and it like snowed so everyone was freaking the fuck out. And like literally the reason I left Massachusetts is because we just had like 106 inches of snow and I was like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
And then there was like an inch of snow on the ground. We called every hotel, like every single one of them was booked. And like I was so poor at the time, like we were splitting a $40 room.
Yeah.
And so then I finally it was the last place I called. It was the Indigo. This guy answered and I literally just was like, please, like I just found puke in my bed. Like, let us stay here. And he was like, OK, like.
I'll figure something out. Like, we don't have anything left, but I'll figure it out. Aww. And then we went there, and his name was Delaney. He was amazing. Aww. I will never forget him.
Wow.
Love him.
My king.
I had like a terrible like hotel experience one time. I was going to Miami for Art Basel. Oh. Todd and like one of our buddies was out there, and I was staying in one of his buddies' room, Eric. That's right. And they're already out and about partying in Miami. I get in late, but they told me, just go up, say the room number, and you're on the list, and they'll give you the key, and you go up. I'm like, awesome. So I get to the hotel, and this is the Fountain Blue in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Super, super really nice hotel. I check in, and they go, all right, here's your room number, here's the key. Great. I go up to the room number, I get in, I'm like, all right, okay, everyone's stuff's kind of here and everything, and then I go into the bathroom, and I'm sitting about, got to take a poop, you know, I've been on an airplane for a long time from LA to Miami, and I'm sitting down, and I'm like, I'm in the bathroom, just on the toilet, and I'm looking at, like, all the stuff that's in the bathroom, and I see, like, a girl's like straightening iron and like a hair curler and then like a makeup bag, and I'm like, is there a girl staying with us on this trip?
Oh no.
And I'm like, there's only like one bed, and like me and Eric gotta share it. And I'm like, I think it's just strange. I'm like, I didn't know a girl, because that means someone else is staying in this room with us, and I'm not gonna have anywhere to sleep in. Eric said I could sleep in this room. And I'm like, go in the bathroom, and then I'm like, whatever. And then like I call Eric. I'm like, hey, I checked in the room and everything. Is there a girl that's staying with us? And he goes, no. And I go, well, there's a straightening iron and all this stuff, and I take a picture of it, and he goes, that's not our room. So I had gone, I went into somebody's room, took a shit.
How did you get in?
It really,
they gave him the key.
The wrong name, the wrong room, and everything.
I feel like that happens way too often.
But I think what happened was, I think that it was another Matt King who was staying there, but with his wife. But that, thank goodness the couple wasn't in there.
Could you imagine? They get home and you're just eating
they
the
see
shit.
Me coming out. Yeah. Who knows what would happen? But I really want to know if they came back like 30 minutes later. We're like,
why does it
smell?
Did
you take a shit? Who took a shit? I didn't take a shit.
That is insane. That's that you took a shit.
And I went back. That was like one time I was really angry going, was like out of my like safety comfort zone. Something bad could have happened.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, the other room was like paid for. So what are they going to do? Hook me up for a free room in the middle of Art Basel?
They should have just taken it off your bill.
I guess they should have. I was like, what the hell was that? What the hell was that?
That happened to me. I was at the Hoxton in Williamsburg a couple years ago. They gave me and TJ and the dog the key. This is your room. We get up there. I open it, but the latch is on it.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me.
And so then I was like, oh, weird. And like in my mind, I'm like, somehow must have gotten locked from the inside.
Yeah.
And then like we tried it a couple times. I said like hello and no one said anything. So then I was like, well, I don't fucking know. Went back down to the front desk. The guy was like, that's weird. And like was kind of rude about it, like saying that like we're dummies.
One star.
We go up.
Yeah.
He does it. The latch locks again. And then someone comes and opens the door. And it was just like a girl who had been napping. And it was like so weird, like thankfully she had it latched, because we could just walk in the room.
I was sleeping in a hotel once when that happened. I was like, right before I went to bed, I was like, let me just throw the latch on. And I never do that, because I'm like, I'm a fucking dude, I can beat up anybody. And this one night I just decided to latch the door, and then at 1 a.m. it opens and it's like two girls like giggling.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, huh? And they're like, let us in. And I'm like, what? And they're like, who's in our room? And I was like, what? And I was like not understanding what's going on. And then I was like, oh my God, this is a scam. I'm about to be killed. So I just like kicked the door shut and then slammed it and then did like the deadbolt lock. Yeah. And they were like, hello, hello. And then I like looked through the people and I realized it was just two girls. But I was like, my adrenaline was like through the roof, because I was like, thank God I decided to latch the door.
Oh, my God.
But I went down the next morning and I was like, hey, I think you might have given my key to the wrong room. And he was like, I am so sorry. These girls came back and they weren't clear about what room they were staying in. And like, it was my mistake. I'm so sorry. And he ended up giving me like a $75 discount or something. But
There's nothing worse.
Always lock your fucking doors when you
Well, there's like, I see too many tick. They have like these like things now that they can slide under your door and like unlock everything.
Yeah. I mean, the latches are not foolproof, but like in the event of just someone accidentally coming into your room.
I think like the worst version of people like comes out is the moment when like you're still in bed, you're staying at a hotel, and you hear the cleaning lady's like knocking, and you go no thank you, and they don't hear you, and they open it, and you're like no thank you, get out. Oh, we said no thank you. It's just like who is this like demon that comes out and wants you?
Don't clean my room. Stop cleaning.
I like never have them caught. Like I always just keep the thing on the door.
Do not disturb, but no matter what. Yeah. I don't need.
Somebody's coming back and it's like all made.
Nah, dude.
I feel like it's a waste.
And like my laptop is in there and like my passport. No, I don't want
to. If I need like towels replenished or something,
I just steal them off the cart.
Oh, that's lucky.
Yeah.
Steal them off the cart.
They're always pushing a cart full of fresh towels. Instead of like letting them come into my room, I just grab some towels.
I'm pretty sure when we went to Fountain Blue for the Super Bowl thing.
Whoops.
Oh my god. I was gonna say, I feel like when we sit at the Fountain Blue, David and Jason were there, and they remember they got a room key and they walked in and a guy was sleeping. Like they fully went into the room because they were like, huh? And this guy was just sleeping.
I guess this happens more frequently than
but
it was
like
also
that.
At the Fountain Blue. I'm pretty sure it was that trip.
That was just so nice.
Yeah.
Strange.
I always do the big latch though, because I'm like, no.
Oh yeah, I do like all of them. When I was in Vegas, I stayed at the MGM this weekend, and they didn't have one.
They didn't?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Do they have a deadbolt?
Yeah, but it was weird. You had to, like, put the doorknob up.
Oh, yeah.
But so I originally was like, they don't even have a deadbolt.
The closest I came to a one-star review recently was when I was in New York, and United Airlines kept canceling my flights and not letting me leave the fucking city. And I took a page out of Matt's book, and I was like about to write this huge fucking email to like somebody. I was just so frustrated that I couldn't get home. And I'm like, all I want to do is go home. My flight gets canceled. Like, I'm so fucking pissed. So I just opened up ChatGPT and I was like, act like a therapist. I'm fucking pissed that my fucking flights are canceled. All I want to do is go home. United Airlines
act
is not.
Act like a therapist.
I thought you were going to say ChatGPT, like write an angry email to like.
No,
corporate.
No. I just like
just
vented.
Using it to vent to.
Yeah. Because I was just like, I called. They said my flight would be booked the next day. It wasn't booked the next day. Now I can't get out for 3 more days. This flight got canceled. And ChatGPT was like, travel can be stressful, and like things happen.
I would literally throw my phone against the wall. Shut the fuck up! You don't know anything. You're AI.
You're a robot.
But then I did. When I got home, like I said, now act as a lawyer and use all this information and write me a letter to the Department of Transportation to file an official complaint.
Did it work?
I mean, ChatGPT wrote me a thing, and then what's even better is like ChatGPT wrote like a fucking sick thing, like
you're a lawyer.
United flight, what is supposed to take off at this day, and it didn't take off for 6 hours, and it whatever. I go to the Department of Transportation website, and it's like 1,000 characters or less. And I was like, if I had written that, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? So I just go ChatGPT, make it 1,000 characters or less. Boom, done.
Nice.
Sent it in. I will see what happens.
I can't
happens,
wait till we don't have to think at all anymore. Yeah. Like, this is so great.
People who are working in customer service are just sweating because they're getting like this legal threats every day written by AI. They're like, boss, we're about to get sued here.
From like a 15-year-old who just wrote on ChatGPT, be a lawyer.
No, it's real. It's so good. I mean, we'll see if I'm out like $1,500 because of United Airlines.
Ugh. Wait, why? You had to buy a new flight?
I had to buy a new flight. I spent money on Ubers. I spent money on food that I wouldn't have otherwise spent living in New York for an extra week.
Refund you.
I missed a Hoot and a Half podcast that we were going to do that we had to push to the next week. Like, there was... Yeah.
Sue.
Yeah. Financial hardship.
I have a one-star review for Suits.
Suits?
Yeah.
Oh, let's
get
hear it.
Out of here. This is bullshit. This is written by Matt. Yeah,
well,
Matt
we can decide if it's accurate or not.
If only there was a TV series that could show how law firms don't operate. Well, here it is.
Okay, so lawyer.
Large law firms have significant security for obvious reasons. Never has a client or opposing counsel been given access to the attorney's office without the attorney being present. The writers were great at making a profession seem like high school games.
See?
Boring.
That's so stupid. Harvey Specter and Mike Ross would just never like, put up with something like
this. I have one more of Suits, but it's not really about Suits. It's just like weird. This show was terrible. I watched it on my own and I was so lonely. I hope to become a part of the team, but really it made me more lonely.
This was written by Lewis Litt.
I do recommend, however, just make sure you have someone to watch it with. Sadly, I didn't. Hashtag lonely life.
Oh my God.
Like, what?
Give him a little hug.
That's, okay. Yeah.
I have one for a book. Everyone in this book should have died. Boring beyond boring. If I died today and this was the last book I had read, I would haunt Donna Tartt.
What?
Whoa! Whoa!
Wow, I only finished it because I was doing a buddy read with a friend. It took me days upon days because it became such a chore. I better hurry and start another book in case I actually do die today.
Oh my God.
I'm offended.
There were some really funny The Secret History reviews.
I get why. It's not a book for everybody.
Yeah. But I also had to like avoid because like on Goodreads, they
spoil it.
Yeah.
I still have your copy. I need to give it back to you.
Of The Secret History?
Yeah, remember you gave it to me?
No. I
tried to read it. I couldn't get past the third page.
Actually?
Yeah.
We're too dense?
It's just, I'm just like in a Kurt Vonnegut short story.
Oh, you like it just quick and to the
point? I read this one too. Words cannot express how I feel about this book. There aren't enough cranky looking emojis in the world to express it either. Maybe three smiling poop emojis and two red faced angry frowny faces. This book killed my ability to even. I went into it blindly knowing nothing about the author or the plot. By page 200, all I could think was, please God, let the big twist be that this cadre? Is that a word?
C-A-D-R-E. I think it means like a group of people.
Okay. But am I pronouncing it correctly?
I think so.
Cadre of obnoxious, preppy assholes are time travelers or vampires or time traveling vampires. And it's not like I even care all that much for books about vampires. I just wanted needed for something to happen. Anything. I needed an explanation for why these 20-somethings spoke the way they did, acted the way they did, and why they were such affected little twits. Instead, what I got was loathsome cookie-cutter characters.
False.
An idiotic, drug-fueled bacchanal?
Yeah, bacchanal.
A real one. How clever. 100-page funeral and a whole lot of classics references.
There's a 100-page funeral in The Secret History?
I think at some point. I don't know.
Good grief.
Wait, I can't remember. It's been like 3 or 4 years since I
read it. She said, I'll never get those hours of my life back.
Wow.
It's so good.
I don't care how beloved it is.
Oh, I was hooked.
Wow.
Yeah, we know.
I wish I could talk about it more, but I know. Yeah, it's all right. Well, sorry. I still recommend it. It's spooky. It's fall season coming up. Read The Secret History. No,
I looked up, this sounds like dumb, but I looked up a Topo Chico 1-star review. Oh, it's from a Mike.
I tried finding Mike. Some and I'm really impressed she did.
Well, it's not that great, but it just says.
Let's hear it.
It says, it is easy to get that kidney stone.
Oh, I saw that.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only one I could find.
Yeah, Topo Chico's give you kidney stones?
No, this person's just wrong.
I've been terrified about kidney stones lately.
Don't Why? Even say Why? That on this
even
podcast.
My body has not been in pain at all. It hasn't been in any pain. Do you feel like ever since your appendix has been removed, though, do you think you experience any pain in your abdomen at all anymore?
After I was like convinced that they didn't take the whole appendix and it was gonna explode again. Yeah. I mean, I get like gas pains and stuff, but not like
I haven't got any gas pains.
That's like, pretty sick.
I don't know. I haven't had any pain
Maybe
in my
they
body.
Removed your
Nor even like do I get pain track. In my flank, which is like they say where your kidney is. Uh-huh. I haven't gotten any of that.
Wow.
Also, I usually drink water like crazy, but my internals feel great.
I'm listening to Rick Rubin's book that he just came out with.
Oh, yeah, Rick Rubin.
And there's a part of it where he's like, I don't know why he says this, but he goes, someone once told me his stomach was hurting. He went to a doctor and they were like, we're going to need to take your appendix out. And then he's like, okay, let me get a second opinion. He went home and just like opened up a random book. And the book was like, if a doctor ever tells you that they need to remove a piece of your body, don't let them. And then he like changed his diet and like still has his appendix.
Don't follow that advice.
I know.
I'm
just like, why is this in the book? It was just like so weird. It's all about like being creative and like.
It probably was just never his appendix.
Yeah, it was probably. Yeah, that's probably what it was. And he went to some bunk ass doctor. Now he's like 60, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his book's really good. Aside from that weird little section, it's like really good. But
what's it called? The Circle of Art or
The Creative Act?
Oh,
it's just like how to live as a creative.
Have you read
like,
any more fiction?
So much Kurt Vonnegut. I've been reading all of his short stories. They're so good.
I've never read Slaughterhouse-Five.
That one's pretty good. You didn't read it in high school?
No, I don't think so. I read, I always think of Fahrenheit 451. That's what I read. I
never Slaughterhouse-Five.
I never read Cat's Cradle, Hocus Pocus, all that stuff.
Me and Adam just watched
Hocus Pocus?
He has a book called Hocus Pocus.
It's a Kurt Vonnegut. There's a really good documentary on Hulu about him that we just watched last night.
Oh, damn.
We should go to Salem.
You know, girl, that's been my whole TikTok feed lately.
And it's Halloween.
But yeah. I heard don't go to Salem on Halloween. You'll have a terrible time.
No, like I would say like... The farther away from Halloween,
the better. I'm getting married this year. Like, I don't know. My schedule's pretty booked. And
who cares? It's Halloween.
You're going to really let marriage change your life?
Yeah, ew.
No, I just...
Well, the three of us can go.
I've been debating not even doing my Halloween village this year.
I thought you were going to say getting married.
No, I know, like, oh my God. Your Halloween village. Why?
Well, you're, just too much going on. When this gets posted, you're only a month away.
Ooh, boy.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I think right now we're getting into just like some like stressful moments. It's not like the wedding itself, but like, have we got the room block for your friends? Do the groomsmen know about the room block? Well, you need to communicate to them, but you got to talk to your mom about this. And it's like, there's just these like levels of communication where I'm like, okay, well, who's in charge of that? And then,
yeah,
I don't know.
Ugh.
So, no, it's going good. I'm just, I don't know. Sometimes it's like things where it's like, some people are like reaching out to me and asking me questions. And then I feel like, I don't know, sometimes people are like, you got to tell these people about this. But I'm like, I've never once bothered like a bride and groom about like their own wedding about this, or they've never checked in with me as a guest of their wedding to make sure I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if I understand actually.
Saying that he's the bride and groom, him and Patricia are the bride and groom for their wedding, and guests of the wedding are like asking Matt for logistical advice of like, where should I fly or where's the hotel?
Oh yeah, I think like some things are fine to be asked.
But like when Matt's never been a guest at a wedding where he was like texting the bride and groom like, hey, where do I stay?
It steps on the website. No, and like I've been very like, just send them the link. And there's just been some friends who are reaching out. I'm like, did you not look at any of this stuff before you ask me?
Fucking annoying.
Because I never want to bother bride and groom about anything about their wedding. Never. Maybe if it's like my cousin, I'll be like, hey, where's all the cool people staying? Let me know which hotel that is. That's the only thing I'll ask. But like some logistical stuff, I'm like.
No, people literally would be like, should I wear this? And like send me a picture. And they're like, I'm not like close friends with them. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you wear.
All right, a groomsman asked me
things like that. Yeah. They're like, you just ask somebody else.
Yeah.
I had a groomsman ask me, so like the rehearsal dinner, do we have to go to that? I'm like, yeah, you're the groomsman. We have to do the rehearsal. Like,
who was it?
I don't want to say. I really don't want to say. And honestly, I was kind of shocked that this person like just
is this someone we know?
Yeah, but I'll tell it later.
Was it Kevin?
No. No. My brother?
That's a joke.
No.
You have to.
You're the only person to have actually like other groomsmen who has booked their room.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy.
You have to do another room block. But did you know the first hotel they're not filled? That like you have to pay.
Yeah.
The first hotel is already full, so that's crazy.
The room block of it is, but you can still book the room.
I booked my flights for Matt's wedding too.
Wow, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
It's gonna be a rough couple days.
I know, I'm kind of worried for like some people. Like
it's not easy.
It's a lot. I feel bad, but should I feel bad?
No.
No. Don't feel bad. It's your wedding. Don't feel bad.
Never feel bad for your own wedding. Like don't.
But I would say like just know that some people it might be too much for them.
Yes. I don't care. I'm at a point where like I don't care who comes and who doesn't come.
Oh, so we don't have to go?
No, I'd be disappointed. I'd be disappointed if you, I mean,
no, of course.
No, Matt, we're joking.
But it's like, I'm just saying, like, in that, like, you shouldn't feel bad. Like, you're doing
good.
What
we already had too many people come to the wedding. No, like, let's cut down.
You are doing exactly what you want to do, and that's all that matters. But, like, obviously, with anything, like, there's always going to be people who, like, for some reason can't make it. So, like, have that expectation.
Yeah.
Cool. It's really nuts how much effort it takes for, like, a 4-hour event. Like, you've been working on this. For years, this is two episodes. Whatever. It's a year for the amount of time it takes us to like film two episodes of Good Influences. Like that's the entire length of the wedding.
Yeah.
Is like one Good Influences day, but it takes hours and hours and thought and planning
and outfits and everything.
Insane.
That's so funny.
ChatGPT, plan me a wedding.
Yeah. Well.
I'm gonna leave a one-star review for Matt and Patricia's wedding.
Me too.
I
went all the way to Alabama. I'm kidding.
You were leaving Yelp section. Food was fine.
Could have been better.
Yeah, are you stressed about it?
No. Okay. No, but no, not really.
Are you worried that I'm going to go and have a Rolodex of everything that I didn't like?
No.
Oh, yeah. You got to come back in.
Not you, Aaron. No.
I'm only kidding.
We're going to come back and pick that wedding apart.
I put a day on our filming schedule. Like, we'll be well into, like, October by the time your wedding is.
Oh, yeah. Matt wedding episode?
Yeah, but I put a day to record when you get back.
So we could talk about the wedding.
Wait. Yeah, we got to figure out. Wait. Well, I got to go on my honeymoon. Wait.
You already... Maybe it's already on the calendar.
Oh, okay, cool.
I got my honeymoon.
To be
oh my
fair,
God.
Your wedding is.
I'm
actually...
more excited sometimes about my honeymoon than
you
I am the wedding.
You do have to put in your like when you're leaving here dates though,
yes.
Because you have your honeymoon, but not like when you're going to be gone for right. Your wedding. Make sure you guys leave us a 5-star review.
Five, please five.
Thank you.
Everywhere you can leave reviews. Create a Yelp channel for all I care.
Yeah, and we'll pay the thousands of dollars so the bad ones go to the end. I don't care. Okay, bye.
Toodles.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.